This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Blustery winds and freezing cold temperatures did not slow down the final day of campaigning in Iowa. Romney, Paul, Bachman, Perry, Santorum, Gingrich, six Republican presidential candidates, most with family members in tow, shook voters' hands and made their final arguments. Our reporters are also braving the cold in Iowa, and we're going to hear now from four of them. First, NPR's Ari Shapiro, who's traveling with Mitt Romney's campaign.
Romney campaign advisor Eric Fernstrom says in this final stretch of the Iowa race, the former Massachusetts governor is looking to deepen, not broaden, his statewide map.
Did you see Mitt Romney visit communities here in eastern Iowa that he won in 2008, places like Davenport and Dubuque and Cedar Rapids? And our goal is to consolidate our base of support and motivate them to go to their caucus locations tomorrow evening and vote for Mitt Romney.
So the candidate kicked off his last full day of Iowa campaigning at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds in Davenport.
This county did good things for me last time around. I need you to get out and do that again.
Last time, the support in these counties was not quite enough. Iowa was the beginning of the end for Romney in 2008. This year, polls suggest he could win here. But this morning's event was only about half full. Most of the voters I spoke with expressed more pragmatism than enthusiasm for Romney. They believe he's best positioned to unseat the president. Romney said that ability to take on President Obama is why Iowans should choose him. He didn't once mention his rivals.
These have been a tough 3 years, but these years have been a detour, not our destiny. We remember a time when you didn't have to worry about looking at the gas pump, and you didn't have to worry about looking at your retirement account. And when you spent your week thinking about what movie you might take the kids to on the weekend, as opposed to worrying whether you could put food on the table until the weekend.
This weekend, if Romney has his way, he'll have a victory under his belt in the first nominating contest of the 2012 presidential campaign. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Dubuque, Iowa.
I'm Sonari Glinton following Rick Santorum in Perry, Iowa.
Make room. Make room.
Good to be in Polk City.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Good morning, Senator. Good morning.
Santorum began his campaign day at the Rising Sun Cafe, where the number of Santorum supporters was rivaled by the number of national and international press.
Do not defer your judgment to the pundits and to the polls. There's a lot of pundits here. That's why they're not clapping. And by the way, they weren't here last week. And they haven't been at our town hall meetings, and they haven't been talking to Iowans very much. They talk to each other.
Santorum has been talking to Iowans traveling to the state's 99 counties. Santorum said he's going to spend his time explaining that he's the true electable conservative in the race.
If you really care about what Republicans care about, which is freedom, then you have to be for limited government.
Speaking to reporters, the former Pennsylvania senator acknowledged his surge in the polls, but tried to tamp down expectations.
That's what you're looking for. You're looking for that momentum. What caucuses are about intensity and momentum. And I'm hopeful that what we're seeing here is a lot of momentum and intensity. And if we can finish in the top three, that's a good finish for us. Having been 10 days ago at 5%, we feel pretty good at being where we are.
A sign of the momentum in the race? For most of his time in Iowa, Santorum has been traveling by pickup truck. He's still in the truck, but now it's followed by a bus. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Perry, Iowa.
So we've heard from Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney. Now on to the remaining Republican presidential candidates as they try to close the deal in Iowa. Here's NPR's Don Gagne, who's been following Ron Paul.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul is on what his campaign calls a day-long whistle-stop tour across Iowa.
Did you see everybody? Wow, look at the crowd.
Ron Paul, hey! Ron Paul,
there are no trains involved in this whistle stop. The event was in a downtown hotel. But the imagery works for a candidate who's kept chugging along, repeating his libertarian message. Paul brought a special guest with him, his son, U.S. Senator Rand Paul.
There's only one candidate who stands above, head and shoulders above, who lobbyists will tell you is incorruptible.
Then it was the candidate's turn.
This is what the vote is about tomorrow. Are we sick and tired of the expansion of government, the endless spending and the deficits, doing the things they weren't supposed to do and forgetting about doing the things they should be doing?
For Paul, it's a simple choice for Iowans looking to challenge the status quo.
There's one issue that has made America great, and the issue that you can answer all your questions on is, individual liberty. That is the issue.
Ron Paul supporters are intensely loyal, like Mandy DeVries, a homeschooling mother of five from Ankeny, Iowa.
I stand behind him, but I stand behind his ideas. And even when Ron Paul is no longer on the scene, I know that his ideas are going to stick around.
But she and others in this ballroom hope the Iowa caucuses will help make this year Ron Paul's moment. Don Gagne, NPR News, Des Moines.
I'm David Shaper in Walford, Iowa, at the Schrader Excavating and Grading Company, where Newt Gingrich was flanked by a dump truck and a backhoe. Both here and at an earlier event today, Gingrich attacked President Obama for saying he'll push his agenda with or without Congress.
Now, I don't know what country he thinks he's in, but it's constitutionally impossible to govern without Congress.
Gingrich accuses President Obama and Congress of being childish.
And for the president's staff to announce he's now going to govern without Congress, well, that means he's not going to govern. He's going to be a candidate for an entire year. He shouldn't take his salary. He shouldn't pretend he's president. He's just a candidate.
Gingrich talked up his own experience in crafting bipartisan solutions, and it impressed Rosie Mosier of Olwine.
I am not a supporter, and I am now. I looked the man in the eye, shook his hand. He totally turned my thinking around.
Mosier says she especially likes Gingrich's promise to put American interests first, not partisan ones.
I believe the man really knows how to balance and get inside on both sides and bring the people together, because that's our biggest thing right now. We're way too divided.
Gingrich remains upbeat that many other Iowa Republicans will reject the barrage of negative ads against him. And Gingrich is already looking forward, saying Iowa is like the first 3 minutes of the Super Bowl and there's much more game to play. David Shaper, NPR News, traveling with the Gingrich campaign in Walford, Iowa.
Finally, two more candidates in Iowa put forward confident faces despite low poll numbers. On the western border of the state, Texas Governor Rick Perry spoke to Iowans at a hotel and conference center. He said that the country is at a precipice, and he presented voters with this question.
Why would you settle for anything other than an authentic conservative who will fight for your views and values and not make an apology for them, not one time? Why would you settle for anything other than an authentic conservative that reflects your values?
And Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann also fought today for that conservative mantle. Standing outside her bus, Bachmann reminded voters that she won the Iowa straw poll this summer.
And that's why I'm anticipating tomorrow night at the Iowa caucuses, because I believe without a shadow of a doubt, Iowans want to get behind a candidate who will represent their values. And I believe that I best represent their values. And also, I believe Iowans want the candidate who will be able to stand up on the stage and debate Barack Obama fearlessly. That's what I will do.
The caucuses begin in just about 24 hours. You can find results and analysis tomorrow night on NPR and online at npr.org.